It's time for Batter Up, the definitive Atlanta Braves podcast with hosts Joe Patrick and Caleb Johnson, giving you exclusive insight into our Braves from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Joe and Caleb.
Welcome into Batter Up. We're coming to you with another Batter Up Shorty, where we have a topic that we wanted to get into. I'll come up with a better name. I'm sorry. I see Joe's face right now. Caleb Johnson in with my co-host Joe Patrick. Sometimes we just see topics that we don't get to touch on in our podcast, and we still want to talk about them because we find them interesting and just, I don't know.
How do you pivot a conversation to pitch calm?
Yeah,
that's essentially the dilemma that we had with this particular topic.
Exactly. But it is something important to get something new to Major League Baseball. And it's something that we wanted to talk about. So we're doing it. And I don't know, listen to our opinions.
And Travis d'Arnaud was talking about it. You know, that's the main reason why we wanted to discuss this, is because Travis d'Arnaud, the Braves catcher, of course, was asked about the PitchCom technology. If anybody doesn't know, so the PitchCom, just to kind of, as far as I understand it, which I don't know the depths of it, but the catchers now, if you want to use it, the catchers have a wristband with little buttons on it that will send a signal to the pitcher, who has a listening device, and essentially you can just call a pitch by pressing a button. And it can be detailed. Like, you can press, like, you can call for, like, a fastball outside or something like that. So this is just a way to basically be able to call signs without having to throw the fingers down, just to be able to do it electronically without giving away any sort of visible cues.
I was about to say, Joe, I actually did some research on the PitchCom so I could understand it better.
Okay.
It is a small pad that sits on that armband, and to me, it looks like a miniature, like, Wii controller.
Okay.
You're right. It's got all of the buttons there. The interesting thing, Joe, is it does not have location.
Oh, it does not.
It only has pitches. What pitchers and catchers are doing is they're actually they're using the first pitch to signify what they want the pitcher to throw. They're using the second pitch to signify where the location's going to be, which is actually, it's been a little bit of an issue for these pitchers because the armband is obviously by the catcher. The pitcher and four other players are wearing a hat that has the tiny little listening device in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the explanation I got was that it whispers, like, slider to you, essentially.
I've seen some players, some pitchers, like, take off their hat and kind of tilt it, like, toward their ear so they can hear it a little bit better. It's kind of funny to see.
And I mean, that's a very fair point. Now, obviously, they want it whispering because it's, they don't want other people. They don't want the guy standing on second to be able to hear what the pitch is going to be. That's the whole point of avoiding the sign stealing stuff. But I wonder how this plays out in the playoffs when stadiums get really loud. And it's very hard for you to hear. You know, you think of quarterbacks who are getting the call to them, and they're closing their ear holes on their helmet. Pitchers don't have that ability. So you're right, Joe. They're going to have to take their hat off and just hold it close to the ear.
It's funny you mentioned that, because it's a very similar concept to the whole radio in the quarterback's ear. And that's what Travis d'Arnaud talked about when he discussed it in a press conference just this week in the opening series against the Reds. Let's listen to what he said.
I think there's pros. I think there's cons. I don't think it's the perfect answer for sign stealing. I think you can still steal from it if you really wanted to. I think it'll evolve into baseball will evolve into someone else will be calling the signs, and I'm not a fan of that. I think that it's a game of the players. So that's the biggest thing for me the way I see it evolving is a team may hire someone who's calling the whole game, like in the NFL, for example. You know, they have offensive coordinator. I see the pros and cons. Like, if the infielders and the outfielders know what's coming, or it definitely simplifies a lot of things with runners on second base. I think that it's rushing the game, rushing the timeless game. like today, for example, you know, it's no one's fault. We're still learning. Everyone's learning how to use it. But, you know, you put your 2 feet in the box and you look up and the pitcher's starting his windup. It's not comfortable. Yeah, everyone's still learning how to use it. We haven't used it, but I see the pros and I see the cons of it.
So I have maybe my take is a little bit more boomer on this. I strongly agree with about half of Travis's take there, and the part I don't agree with, or I don't know if agreeing is the right way to phrase it really, but in terms of speeding up the game, the whole his bit about the timeless game and all that, that's just like the game's going to be sped up. Like that needs to happen. And players will get used to that. You know, they'll get used to it going faster and it will be better probably for everybody, to be perfectly honest. So I'm not as concerned with that. I think he has a legitimate point though. And I think that probably this is what we're going to talk about the most is the other part of what he said, which is that, you know, the game is about the players and the players should be the ones responsible for the actions that happen on the field. And of course, a huge part of that in baseball is the throwing down of signs. Now, we've seen, obviously, it's been very high-profile cheating scandals recently with the Astros involved with the sign stealing, and they're not the only ones. I mean, tons of baseball teams allegedly steal signs. There's been allegations of as many as like half the teams in baseball are doing this. Probably every team in baseball is trying to do it to some extent, whether it's by legal or illegal means, but that's where this kind of originates from, and I agree with him that, you know, to kind of go back to the football analogy with the radio that you were talking about earlier, Caleb, it's like the thing I think about with PitchCom is why is, you know, if a catcher is just pushing a button that sends a signal to a pitcher's ear of what pitch to throw, why could that not be like an analytics person who has like detailed information, you know, sitting in front of a laptop in the press box or, you know, about, you know, what a certain hitter may struggle against? Because, you know, that's essentially Travis d'Arnaud's job is to kind of know those scouting reports and being able to call a game like that properly. But if you take that out of his hands, you can really just fine tune it. And I don't think that would be good or proper for the game. That's just that's my boomer opinion. Now you can tell me where I'm wrong, Caleb.
Yeah. All right. Well, first off, Travis d'Arnaud is 33 years old. He's been playing in the major league since 2013. He is closer to the end of his career than he is the beginning.
I know.
You know where I'm going with it. No. So in the game, he is an old man. He is used to his ways and doesn't like change. He is old man yelling at cloud. The reasons that he uses for why this could be a problem could already happen without the introduction of PitchCom. Like this whole idea of, well, we could have someone else who's in the dugout, to your point, an analytics guy calling pitches. Okay, do we not already have coaches calling whether or not you're swinging or you're bunting when you're up at the plate? Like you already have guys who aren't on the field making decisions. So that will continue if those teams want it to, or it won't. If those teams don't want it to happen, the same way that the Braves aren't using PitchCom, that's a choice that they had as an organization. They could have had someone step in and say, no, like we're telling all of you guys, we want you to do it. My biggest problem with the PitchCom is I just think no one's talking about the fact of what happens in a lot of big games in the NFL with those receivers between offensive coordinator or head coach and the quarterback. The radios die, you know, interference happens. And so what if you're given a signal and it's the wrong signal because you've got some kind of interference or the thing dies and it doesn't work? I only look at PitchCom as a positive thing that they can continue to grow. That it specifically will help catcher to pitcher communication, and the fact that the infielders, if they so choose, if that team chooses to give those hats to the infielders, are also aware of what's happening. Like those, they may not be able to see the catcher's fingers to know what he's putting down, I don't think it also completely eliminates the catcher putting fingers down. Like, he could put, you know, type in on the pitch com what the pitch is going to be, and then if they need to change it last minute, go to his, you know, go to his fingers and do whatever they need to do. I don't know. I just
let me ask you this question. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, but
sure.
I think this is actually at the root of the question, especially when we talk, we're hearing Travis Erno talk about like offensive coordinators and that kind of thing. Would you be okay where right now with just like with PitchCom being utilized by somebody, by not the catcher? Like, would you be okay with a coach being able to input the pitches yes. to the directly to the pitcher? You would be okay with that?
I have no issue with that at all.
See, because, I would, that's too far for
well,
me.
Well, because I know how that's going to be used. Travis d'Arnaud is not a guy who's going to be having an analytics guy or a coach give him the pitches. Travis d'Arnaud is going to call the game. However, William Contreras comes in, a guy who's younger, a guy who's less experienced, and maybe that's how they introduce younger guys to the game, is having someone else call those moments, and then maybe you're watching your pitcher pitch a better game because the guy who's behind the plate who's less experienced isn't so concerned of like, oh no, Juan Soto's at the plate, we better not pitch anywhere near him, and you give up a walk because the catcher was the one who was too scared to call a better game. I'm not saying that's going to happen, mm-hmm. but that's how I think, because we're watching how PitchCom is being used currently, where it seems like it's up to the players, and the teams are having those discussions as to whether they want to use it or not. I think that's going to be the same thing that happens if this thing further. It feels like video killed the radio star type of stuff, where we're so afraid of the newest thing. And I don't think it's going to be as bad as everyone thinks.
Yeah, I mean, again, to your point, I mean, you could just keep the analogy of football going and say, isn't the NFL better off now that the quarterback isn't having to come to the sideline to receive the play from the coach, you know, for every play, stuff like that. So there are positives, but I just think that when we talk about the use of PitchCom and the effects that it could have on baseball, you really have to have the conversation about how it would extrapolate down the line. I really think the key question to ask as to whether you're in favor of this or not is, are you in favor or not of team personnel that's not on the field being able to call pitches?
Yeah, and that's fair. I still think you look at the NFL, you know, guys like Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning in the past, like experienced veterans they call their own games a lot of the time, mm-hmm. or the offensive coordinator trusts them in an important drive, maybe an important game, you know, portion of the game. You're talking about late innings, eighth, ninth inning, that you're still going to trust your veteran player. Whether or not something else gets involved. Like, I mean, Moneyball happened. Like analytics gets involved, and sometimes it's too much, but it is what it is. Like, I don't know. I think the game's going to be fine. I think it's going to be okay. It's just new, mm-hmm. and so everyone is panicking up at the front. So we'll have to see how it plays out, essentially.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if the Braves pick it up at all this season, if they ever decide to start going with it.
I'm very curious. Thanks for tuning in to another Batter Up Shorty. Please tune in to the podcast that we'll have for you every week. For my co-host, Joe Patrick, I'm Caleb Johnson. Have a good one.